everybody. Shannon Grimm with Shannon Grimm and Partners at Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Thanks for joining us. I've got with me Slavi Jordanoff and Mike Stanley, along with our special guest, Bill Ratliff, whose name I can actually remember because I'm probably related to him somewhere. But he is with Right Way Heating and Cooling, and happy to have him here today. So pretty good guy. He's already done some work, I think, on Slavi's.
Correct.
Maybe yes. Doing some work for me. We're not sure. So.
No, right on.
I know.
Not just a pretty good guy. He's a really good guy.
I appreciate that.
So, what got you into the heating and cooling industry?
Do you really want to know that answer?
Sure.
So, I loved to play football, and my ambition was to go to college to play football. And my senior year, last, I had some offers on the line, and I was a pretty fast guy back in the day, 100 pounds ago. And
I know how you feel.
And I got injured pretty bad. And since then, I've had probably about 3 or 4 knee surgeries on that same leg. It was definitely a bad one. And I realized real quick that I wasn't going to play football. So I decided at that point in time to go into the trades. So I really had no idea what I was doing. I knew back in high school that I was pretty good with car stereos. So me and my buddies would bring our car stereos over and, you know, fix them up and, you know, mess around with them. So at that point in time, I decided, man, I'm probably pretty good with electronics, you know, right. So what can I do? And I typed in the computer, you know, what trades make the most money?
There you go.
And it said HVAC. And then I said, what trade takes the least amount of education? And that was a little harder because HVAC is definitely a lot more education.
Right.
And
more learning on the job, I would suspect, kind of like real estate.
That's a lot. It's a lot. So a lot of experience. It matters.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to somebody I took a lot of confidence in, one of my teachers, and explained my situation. He said, man, I think you would be phenomenal at HVAC because there's a lot more to it. Like there's a lot of moving parts, and you seem to like that kind of stuff. And I did. Went to school for it, came out, and just – kept finding my place and, you know, different positions, and things went well and ended up eventually starting my own.
Perfect. Yeah, and you said you were in the corporate world doing it and supervising people and traveling all over and then decided to do your own thing. Like many of us, we feel corporate America is not for us. Right. Stanley would never make it through HR. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. It was naturally, I'm glad I had that advice. Naturally gravitated towards it. And had a lot of success early on. Ended up in Tucson, Arizona, working, you know, for a larger distributor company, and became a TM or territory manager at that time. And moving around, doing a lot of training for a lot of companies, those type of things. And come back to Ohio from Arizona. Not sure why. And
not sure why anyone makes that choice.
It's for the scenic, you know. It's all flat. And
lots of traffic out there.
So, yeah.
And it is so freaky because you do look so much like my brother. It is just freaky.
Yeah,
and he's the only one in the family with blue eyes like my dad. So it's
great
just freaky.
Guy.
He's just a handsome devil.
I just wish he wouldn't have let his hair go gray. I'm like, you make me feel old. He's 8 years older than I am. So
right on.
Yeah. So anyhow. But so tell us about what you do. So you do, I know, like for Slavi, you put on, was it a humidifier?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Education in heating or cooling is absolutely one of the most important things that you can do.
Right.
I mean, it absolutely is. You got to know what you're doing. And the funny thing is, true story, all of our guys are sought after. Like, we have to keep them out of supply houses. If they're
going to recruit them.
All the time. And they're after our guys. So they get on to their Facebooks and just try to track them down. But here's the cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that has been stolen from us runs other companies. All of them.
That's really cool.
Not one single technician that's ever been stolen from us does not run that company.
That's gotta feel really good, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're proud. You had the best employees. You trained them right. You ran a tight ship. And to see them go out and do well, you're probably proud of them, but you probably think to yourself,
that stings a little, I'm sure.
It does, but at the same time, it's good to know that it's because of you.
Right.
And we do pay them very well, and we have to pay them very well because they are the best in the industry, and they earn it. So the bigger issue is I stopped going to trade schools to hire guys. I started to go to Jiffy Lube. And why? Because I was looking for guys who wanted to be mechanically inclined, who really wasn't mechanics, And so we just started training them all ourselves. So with that proctorship that we have, we was able to qualify, train, and get guys in the position we want them. And now everybody's trying to take them. But I used to be a trainer for a lot of the companies mm-hmm. in town. So they kind of know what they're getting. So everybody's right. kind of chasing them.
Well, that's kind of why I like getting agents that are new, too, because I know that they're trained the right way
yeah.
and that they believe in customer service first mm-hmm. and, you know, doing what's right for the customer, not what's right for them. So that's why I like doing that, too.
Right.
This time of year is when we go all in on our training. So no matter what I'm doing, no matter where I'm at, when it comes to the end of March, beginning of April, from end of March to beginning of April, our guys spend all of this time training. So they're training even today while I'm here. So it's constant training. We want the smartest, brightest guys mm-hmm. in the industry who's able to, you know, be professional in addition to communicate that as well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is this your big training time of year because it's the slowest time just because the temperature's moderate?
It's the shoulder season, so there's really no slow time for me because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of guys, just companies, you go drive by their houses, you'll not see any heating cooling vans on the road. Their guys are going home and sitting, right? Oh. No, this is the time, strike while the iron's hot. You need to be educating, training, understanding, communicating.
And even if you're slower, you got to stay active in your craft or you forget what you're doing.
100%. Absolutely.
So you can undo a lot in a week. Trust me. If I could just veg out, I might try it. And that doesn't help anybody. But so you replace full systems for HVAC. You can add the humidifiers on.
You got it.
So what, like, I am not real familiar with the intricacies of an HVAC company.
Right on.
I just know that I am particular about who I refer clients mm-hmm. to because I don't like companies that will try to upsell our people.
Hate that, yeah.
Just to upsell them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're big believers and the people that we're going to refer people to mm-hmm. aren't giving us anything except for great customer service to our clients 100%. And making us look good. So
the most important thing with that said, by far the absolute most important thing is to understand that these guys have to be able to be educated and communicate. So I push this big time. Sales is not something you do to somebody. It's something you do for somebody. Mm-hmm. So with that explanation, our guys are professionals. So I said, nobody here is in the sales business. We are professionals.
I don't like thinking of us as sales either. That's not how we picture ourselves. We're more of an educator mm-hmm. and facilitator.
How can we help you? And we're already out there. The chances of someone buying something from us is very good. Like if a furnace breaks down, like an inducer motor, blow mm-hmm. motor, we're out there. They're going to purchase that from us, right? Now, the most important thing is education and experience. Mm-hmm. And if we can't bring that to the table, we got a real problem. Yeah. So professional is what matters. So if somebody has a part that's broke down on their system, we have to be able to.
I'm sorry, I swear you said fart.
Fart.
That's a fart. I'm not on it, man. I'm hell no. It's all fair game.
If farting breaks down your system, I am screwed.
It's possible.
As soon as you said it, he makes a face at me.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of thought it came out that way, and I turned and looked at him. Like, if anybody's going to laugh, it's going to be him.
Yes, exactly. That's the one you got to look out for in every scenario. That's the one you got to look out for.
Break down the system. You need parts for the system.
It's gas. Be careful. Things can happen.
And this is why we like doing podcasts, finally. It took us forever to get used to doing podcasts until we learned, just let it rip. Pun intended. Anyhow. We get sidetracked very easily, but like you
No, that's the most important thing is that a technician coming, this is my biggest pet peeve, my biggest irk, is it why people, it's so important people be trained. This happens in our industry all the time. There's a company in town, man, I'm telling you, they'll put anybody in a truck. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody. And we have a process. When our guys go to be in a truck, we have our apprentice level, right? So if we're doing like an installation, mm-hmm. you will see a lead and you'll see an apprentice.
That's good.
All right. Our ambition is to go apprentice, lead, service. That's our goal, okay? Mm-hmm. So with that said, why? By the time they get to service, and there's even an entry level to that service, so there's like four tiers. There's apprentice, lead, apprentice in service, then you go to that level two, and then there's a level three, okay? You met John, who's a level three.
Okay.
That means John's been through all aspects of it. So you're talking to a guy that knows everything.
Right.
That dude could rip your furnace out there on the spot and put it back and tell you why and do a load calculation on your house to make sure that it was the right size.
And that's a lot of people don't understand that load calculation.
They do not.
A lot of people will just get the biggest air conditioner they can get, and it's not always the best, but it's because someone upsold it to them.
100%. Yes. 100%. That's why our guys are not that way. Well, you know what's hilarious is you got technicians at other companies that can't put in an evaporator coil. You got technicians at other companies that can't put in a compressor.
Mm-hmm.
These guys don't even know what they're saying, and they're not educated, and they're putting in junk, and then they're going to try to keep putting in parts so they fix the thing. If you're at that level, you're still an apprentice. You have to graduate and earn that spot and earn that right to be called a technician, you know, at that point in time. That means you are professional. You know, you got your certifications to back it. You know, you're the guy. So
that's why I like your company name. It tells you right away that you're doing it right from the start.
Right?
Like, it's just, that's right from the jump. You're getting it done the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the ambition behind the name. Is I know it's kind of like cliche or kind
no,
of.
No, I think it's perfect.
I was like, you know what? So, we're going to do this the right way.
So what is the logo? Does the logo have significance?
Absolutely.
I figured.
We've often thought about
because you're a big family man, too.
A huge family. I've got five kids. So and
God
all,
bless you. That's a lot.
Three's yeah, a lot he has three and he's outnumbered anyway.
I thought
so.
We were going to have five and I was like, three.
Done. We have five stair steps. All me and my wife's youngins. So at times we were pushing two strollers. So it was very interesting.
Ooh.
She would have had more. She wanted more. I was like, I'm done. Five. I can't do this.
You had them for me. I had none. So you had my share.
She would have been a dugger. 100%.
So what's the significance of the logo?
It's family.
Yep,
so
that's what I figured. Okay,
we are family owned and operated. My wife is my business partner. She is not me than her. It's us. Her opinion is valued most, I'll be honest with you, probably more than mine is. She's the one with the degree.
Which is why my husband and I cannot work together. We found one industry we could do together. We have decided that we could be private investigators together. Because we each know the other one's strength when it comes to the private investigator.
Yeah, you probably watch enough Netflix documentaries and murder mysteries that you know it all, too. So. Yeah.
And we also have to Google all of Abby's boyfriends and see if they're okay. So we do research on that.
That's funny.
But that's good, though, that you guys have a strong partnership.
Right.
Yeah.
And just, it seems like you have a strong family regardless, so.
I'm very proud of my kids. Yeah. You know, got a couple D1 athletes. That was kind of cool. And people's like, man, your kids are so athletic.
One's your daughter, too, right? Isn't one of your daughters a D1 athlete?
Actually, no.
But a singer.
Yes. So she did a bout there on American Idol. People's like, man, your kids are just so talented. No, they're not. They are not. They were not. My sons could not run to save their life. It was hard work, dedication, effort, and consistency. What's your goals? How are we going to get there? And
it takes encouragement, too. So in anything in life, if you don't have a strong home life, like team, I guess, behind it. You know what I mean? It's like, to me, family's kind of like a team, too. If you're not supporting and encouraging, then that's not going to end well for the kids either. So when you're encouraging them and helping them and teaching them, giving them life skills. So
The L's are so much more important than the W's. Mm-hmm. The W's are irrelevant. I don't think we celebrated too many W's. It's like the W's was expectation.
Right.
You're supposed to win.
You're supposed to win.
Yeah. So
but how do you deal with
the
loss?
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet. You can't learn nothing from that.
Yeah.
The L's, that matters. Those matters. Why did I lose? What can I learn from that? Is a loss such a bad thing? No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, that means I got an
opportunity
to grow
from
it.
Correct. That's what I had to explain to my son last night. Right?
It can be hard when your son's all upset and mad.
It worked out, though. Yeah, it worked out in the end. But, yeah, it took a while to explain and, to go over things.
Yeah, like Jonathan would get mad. He'd be doing homework, and he'd get mad and, like, throw his stuff. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, just don't get it. I'm like, well, you know, what's his face? LeBron. Mine is Jordan, but I use LeBron as the example.
LeBron, because it's his favorite.
Yeah, whatever. So, I'm like, you know, he wasn't perfect day one. You got to practice this stuff and math and anything like that. You got to practice.
I was going to say, that's why you're doing the
homework. Yeah, put the work in.
Is
right.
To learn it. And if you knew right. it already, then you'd be done in 2 seconds. So.
And even my husband struggled with that. I think it was like fourth grade math at the time. That new math is a challenge even it for is. My I, math husband.
My kids hate me whenever I try. And I'd homeschool horrible. My kids for a little bit, but that new math, I'd be like, I don't guys, why do we have to do this 10 different ways? You knew how to right. do it this one way. I'm right. confused with these other ways.
I'm like, the only way I got through math at all is because there's more than one way to skin a cat.
So honestly, doing that homework was harder on me than them probably. That's yeah. why they were mad about
I
it.
I thought you were going to drop out.
Yeah. I don't know how to do this crap. Not that way.
Yeah, like three of them at home all the time.
Hell yeah. Ugh, that was something.
So, he was ready to drop out.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
I was. I got to rotate back. So you got into this because you were tinkering with car stereos in high school. That's awesome. That is so cool. So were you replacing like whole head units, like getting into like the Alpines and Kenwoods and throwing subwoofers in cars and stuff?
Well, what happened is I had a nephew that was a part of the vocational school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, man, he's told me what they were doing. He's kind of building it up. And I'm like, I want to go to vocational school. So I went to vocational like my senior year, my mm-hmm. last year. And I'd worked a deal with the vocational school teacher to allow me to work on amps in my spare time because it's still electricity. Yeah. Next thing I know, man, we're like running the business out of the place, you know. And he's like, dude, you get paid for this? No.
You know? Thanks for your work. But no, you don't get paid.
You know, it was like, well, you're getting all free parts and diodes and stuff like that. And you're putting these amps back together and rebuilding these amps, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, just as long as you're not getting paid for it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So my brother, actually, I like to take credit for him being good at what he does because he would take apart every toy I ever owned and like make it into something different. And I had the coolest bike on my whole street. So there's like 35 houses. My bike was this chopper banana seat bike.
I did know.
That my brother made. So like, and we always had like the coolest go-karts and stuff that he would just whip together. And he got me into cars too.
Yeah.
Cause he had like the Volkswagens. He had the Volkswagen bus and the Volkswagen Beetle.
Is that right?
All that stuff. So really got me into all that. But back in the day, it was like they'd Bondo stuff and, you know, he had an 8-track in a car, and it just he was just older and loved to tinker with stuff. I would get really pissed off when like some of my stuff was like taken apart. Like, why my Barbie dolls? What can you learn from that?
What are you doing?
But yeah, he's
melting the rubber down for some other project. Like,
what have they done to you? They've done nothing.
Yeah.
But and I would go tell on him all the time. I would literally go in his room looking for my crap. And I'd find stuff buried in his drawers, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, come on. Yeah.
I'm still that way.
But it's cool, though. I think that mindset makes you really want to learn constantly, for one, because so he loves Halloween, and I bought this, like, evil demon baby. That yeah. I got it for, like, $10. It was normally, like, $200. So, like, it's broke. I'm like, cool, I'll take it. And my brother had it working 5 minutes. Anything that's broken, you can take it to my brother and be like, it's yours if you can get it to work. 10 minutes later, it's working. So that mindset, though, like, you just constantly learn. And you did that shit before Google.
Yeah.
You know, there's no YouTube videos and stuff to get you to learn how to do this stuff.
It just expedited.
You had to learn it. So, and it's on-the-job learning. So,
learning the science,
which is really cool.
It. That's the enjoyment. You know, during the COVID, me and my sons were all at the house. We're all, like, locked down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go nowhere. And I'm like, we're watching this car show. And this little Civic was smoking everybody. So it was a race of McLaren, things like that. So we researched it and found out what the guy did to this Civic. So we had the list. We created the part list off of his video. And during COVID, we built a 9-second Civic in my garage.
Oh, that's no hysterical. Way. That's awesome.
Wow. We traded an old motorcycle kind of for it.
And next thing you know, we're driving it out on the street. eBay did not shut down in COVID. You know, we bought all our parts off eBay. We built the thing and first try, took it out on the street, first hit. And man, we were, I don't know how fast SI was, but if you ever get a Civic and you see SI at the bottom, however fast that was, how fast we were going. So I know that our Life 360 shuts off at 160. So if you don't know that and you have Life 360, it does shut off at 160. So we know at least we is going that fast.
Wow. But see, being able to do that stuff.
I'm sorry, you tested this in Mexico, though, correct? You were not on the streets of the United States of America. For our podcast, this was tested in Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. No, there was an old drag strip that is still out. They wasn't operable because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a little opportunity to use that.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
But see, that kind of tinkering just makes you good at what you do.
We enjoy it.
This is on a different level, you know? Yeah. Putting on the 9-second car together.
Yeah, that's awesome. What drag strip was it?
All rules were broke, so I'm really not supposed to say. Okay. We had no road.
It was still Mexico.
It was, the drag strip in Mexico. National Trails, Mexico.
Not saying nothing. We had a lot of fun with it. We still have a lot of fun with it. We're always tinkering something. So anything with a motor, anything electronic, anything, you know.
That's super cool. Yeah,
we were always, like, messing with people.
That's fun. Yeah. I used to go out to national trails in high school and race. It was so much fun.
Oh, it's a blast.
I used to drag race when I was younger, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I see your vet. I saw your vet.
Yeah.
Yeah. you're always the guys going, I wonder what that does to a quarter, you know.
Used to also street drag race, too. In the middle of the night. So.
In Mexico.
Correct.
It at least
statute of limitations have passed on that, though.
Sure. I look back at some of the shit I used to do, and it's like, man.
Not in jail, not dead. You're winning.
I know. I did pretty good. I was never arrested either, so I'm doing pretty good. But anyhow, all right, Bill, you want to tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Get a hold of us all kinds of ways. Right Way Heating and Cooling. Type it in there. As far as I know, there's only one other heating and cooling company in Tucson, Arizona that is Right Way Heating and Cooling. Other than that, type in Google Right Way Heating and Cooling. You should be able to bring us up. You can go to TikTok, type in Right Way Heating and Cooling. Go to Facebook, type in Right Way Heating and Cooling. You can go just about anywhere and type in Right Way Heating and Cooling. Every facet just about. We should be there. If we're not, please call me because I don't know why we're not there. Yeah, as far as Columbus, Ohio, we service an hour surrounding Columbus, Ohio. Okay. My ambition is to see that grow and hopefully to be able to start to tackle more communities outside of Columbus, Ohio. But we're an hour radius.
Okay.
So if you go to the center of Columbus, hour radius, we service
over. So Lancaster, Mansfield, down to Circleville.
Marion.
Yeah. Heath, Hebron, Dayton. We went as far as Springfield.
Springfield, okay. Yeah. I was just saying, it's about an hour.
About an hour, so... Okay. That's where we roll. We stay right there for now. That's also why the vast majority of our service vehicles are four-cylinder. So if you ever see one pull up. Now, here recently, we went to the larger eco-friendly because we can get that same amount of gas mileage. So we're not homeowners are not having to pay for that gas for us to travel that far.
And believe it or not, the vet goes from an 8-cylinder down to a 4.
That's crazy. That's
automatically so aerodynamic on the freeway, too. You get crazy gas mileage
so
in that car
on the
freeway.
So I get actually good gas mileage in that car.
It's like 30 miles to the gallon on the freeway.
Unless I'm acting like an idiot. Unless I'm acting like an idiot and really punching it because Stanley's in the car with me. He makes me into an idiot.
I don't. I won't tell the story on the podcast because I don't want you to get in trouble. But I told you to slow down that one time because I was like, what are you doing?
But it's all his fault. He brings it out in me. But anyhow, well, as always, thanks for joining us and follow us anywhere just about at Shannon Grimm Realtor. And make sure to subscribe and...
Like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell.
Thank you.
He did that for me, too.
Yeah, there you go.